You know, we're as real as we know how to be, but how many of you know that there's parts of us that are not as real as they're going to be? Can I put it that way? There's like a part of us that is the me that we want to be. It's the me we hope to be. It's the me we present. It's kind of a manicured, edited version of ourselves. How many of you know that person? It's the person that goes out and it says hello to people and it shakes the hands of people and it introduces itself. And in the background, the real you is telling this representative you, just be as good as long as you can, you know. Please don't blow it now. And please don't reveal too much about the rest of the land that still hasn't been changed. And this kind of semi-artificial version of ourselves, we can't help but have that. I mean, it's just part of our life. It's part of our nature. It's called the outer man. It's part of the reality of being a human in a world where people will take advantage of our weaknesses and take advantage and exploit our imperfections. And so the problem with that, though, is that as we go on in our journey, as we walk in our life's experience, is that pretty soon, for some, for most, I think, we begin to believe in the artificial person as though that was really us, as though that was all there was to us. We begin to think that limited version of us is the real deal. And the real deal is a lot deeper. The real deal that God is after, what he wants to create in us, the genuine who we are on the inside, who we are on the outside, that special work is a work that by the grace of God, we're all embarking on that. God getting to our heart, getting to the inner person. We have that model, that picture. It's an interesting picture of how Paul on the road to Damascus had that encounter with the Lord. He had all these opinions of himself. He was so fiery, so full of zeal for what he believed, so full of confidence that he was right. Pharisee of the Pharisees, and he's, you know, after the law, blameless according to his own evaluation. But on that road to Damascus, he meets the Lord. And I want to say that for everybody, that we're all, when we meet the Lord, it's because we're on a road with him to Damascus us.